When it comes to managing your competition, it's time to master your mindset. Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my friends. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And today I want to continue a conversation with you all that started in the inbox of my LinkedIn account. I want to talk to you about competition. I got a couple of notices last week and notifications of people, you know, just kind of checking in with me or asking my two cents on something. And the theme around it was managing competition. I think one of the things that people in particular on LinkedIn see is that a lot of people in the same industry will tend to connect and follow one another. Mostly, I think, because they're trying to see what else is happening in the industry to keep an eye on their competition or to connect with those people's followers as well. And I think that what happens for people when you're on the receiving end of that and watching those interactions happen on your feed, and you're seeing other people in your space talking about their businesses, talking about their, you know, patented way of working or their trademarked this, that it's easy to start to question yourself. When you don't have to see what other people in your space are doing, I think it's way easier to be like in my own little corner, in my own little world, doing my own little thing. But when you start to see the repeated messages of what your competition is doing, I think it's easy for that to get in your head. It's easy to make that small and to make you small because you start to see what someone else is doing and then you question how you measure up. You start to see someone else's approach and you think about your own, or you look at their pricing and you compare it to your own. And the problem with managing competition in this way, when you're thinking about it and trying to wrap your head around it, is that puts you in the land of they. You are using your viewfinder and you are looking at what are they doing? What are they saying? How are they showing up? What are they charging? How much are they doing? How much are they not doing? And it totally takes your focus away from you, your business, your brand, your audience, and your networking and relationship building. Now, I understand the natural curiosity that happens for you, right? Because somebody pops into your inbox, you see that they're in your same industry, you want to see what they're about, you want to see what they're saying, and maybe even you want to learn and, you know, get, you know, an update or something on someone else's perspective. And I understand how it starts. But if you don't recognize your own mindset going into that conversation, it quickly becomes comparisonitis. And it's pretty rare that we compare ourselves to somebody and suddenly decide that we are better. More often than not, we have this tendency to look at comparison and then we measure ourselves as less than. And one of the things that often happens is that the more we see other people's messages, other people's advertisements, other people's discussion of their services, we tend to stop talking about our own. We say, there's so many people already doing this. What am I going to add to the conversation? Oh, I don't want to be one more voice, you know, pimping off my projects and products in front of an audience. I'm not going to bother them today. And we create reasons and stories for why we are not going to talk about our businesses and we're not going to show up for ourselves and we're not going to put ourselves out there. And we start to like put a shadow and press down on our ambition. Because at some point in time when we started our businesses, when we started thinking about dreaming bigger, creating lifestyle freedom and financial freedoms, we wanted more for ourselves. We wanted a life that was different than what was sitting in front of us. And suddenly, because someone else decided for themselves that they too want a life like that, that they want that kind of freedom, they want that kind of financial freedom, suddenly we're not allowed to want it as much, that we have to change the way we move or we have to change the way we show up. I don't think it should work that way, but I do observe that it often does. And I think it's because we don't know how to manage competition. And I think it threatens our ambition and it makes us question ourselves. And so I think the challenge is recognizing that if you are choosing to own a business, competition is non-negotiable. It comes with the cost of doing business, and we should welcome it, and we should value it, and we should really recognize that we can use competition to our advantage if we're able to think about it to our advantage. And the easiest way to understand this is if you're watching a TV show, you could see at like 5 past the hour an advertisement for Coca-Cola, and then at 10 past the hour an advertisement for Pepsi. And you could see Target advertising 10 minutes after Walgreens. That the basic way that we move through the world as human beings is that we are exposed to options. We are exposed to choices, that we don't just have to go with Coca-Cola. We also can go with Pepsi. That we don't have to just go to Walmart. We have the option of Target. That we are being offered as consumers an option. So that if one thing isn't our vibe, we get to go and find another. Thank goodness for that, because you'll never see me in a Dunkin' Donuts drinking their coffee, because I'm a Starbucks girl. I like having an option when it comes to coffee. What we have to recognize as business owners, if we are going to change that lens from what are they doing to what are we doing, is the first thing we're doing is we're offering our audience an opportunity to have a choice. That yes, in a lot of businesses, it is noisy out there and everybody's talking. But when you're, you know, going to a place, you know, if, just think about going to a restaurant. If you suddenly are in a plaza and there's 6 different things, the first thing you do is you go to Yelp, right? And you look at the reviews and you look at what other people are saying, because you want to make the most informed opinion. That's you as a consumer. What you're trying to do is arm your consumers with that information, with that knowledge, with that opportunity to see how you stand apart. I think the second thing that we really have to understand about this is that, like, we all want to be the go-to person, right? Like, I absolutely positively want to be the go-to person for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs who are struggling with getting out of their own way, who can't sort of crack their upper limit problem, or who are struggling with their limiting beliefs. But I also know that my vibe isn't going to resonate with everybody's. I'm very pragmatic. I'm very direct. Sometimes I deliver hard truths. Sometimes I say the things that other people wouldn't say. And sometimes I say the things that would hurt some people to hear themselves. There needs to be a different option than me on the table. Because first of all, I can't serve everyone. I don't have that kind of bandwidth. But second of all, I shouldn't be serving anybody. I should only be serving the people that I'm going to successfully connect with inside my zone of genius. But I think what ends up happening a lot of times is when we see our competition, we take it as a threat. We take it as a challenge and as a risk to our own business's stability, rather than looking at it as an opportunity. Because if a competition is going to be so bold as to put themselves in your line of sight, then you do absolutely get to compare. What is this person saying and how are you different? What is this person doing and how are you different? What is this person saying and what do you disagree with? What is this person doing that you say like takes clients down the long road? It gives you an opportunity to represent yourself. You know, because one of the things I've been talking more and more about in my own business, watching my competition, is I strongly, strongly disagree with the oversimplification of mindset. I spoke to, you know, this issue a couple of months ago when I was listening to a podcast and somebody started talking about like, well, I was just having a bad day and I, you know, I couldn't be happy for weeks on end. And I just woke up one morning and I just decided I wasn't going to be in a bad mood anymore. And I strongly in my bones disagree with that. While I agree it's true for some people. I also know that there's people who struggle with mental health and depression who would do anything to just be able to get up in the morning and dial their mindset in differently and decide that they're happy that day. But my life experience and my work experience makes it so that I don't believe that. And if I turn a blind eye to my competition who's talking about that, if I look away and I don't participate in the conversation and I don't pony up to say, hey, there's a different way of looking at this. Have you ever thought about X? Perhaps you've considered Y. If you don't do that for yourself, then what you're doing is you are not allowing that voice that needs to hear you, that client that needs to hear you, the person who's struggling to feel connected to the messaging, to hear that there's a different way, and you're leaving them largely alone and on an island. You know, we make competition so personal. We make it about us, an attack on our personal brand. But what happens if we look at it through the lens of opportunity for our consumers? Because we come into this business to relieve pain points, to ease suffering, to decrease struggle. So if we're to do that, we owe our clients the opportunity to choose for themselves. And we owe it to ourselves to show up, to talk about how we're different, to have that conversation, and to give clear differences and clear comparisons, and to not be afraid of the direct comparison, but to offer it. Because there's people in the mindset space who focus solely on manifestation and solely on laws of attraction and messages to the universe. And while I hold room for that, and while I use some of those practices in my own life, it is not like the core way I move through the world. I have a different perspective. And my clients who have tried manifesting, who have tried putting it out to the universe and haven't gotten their wish back, then they need to know there's a different option and a different way of looking at things. And they're never going to know that if I don't open my mouth. And the same is true for your business and your brand. Now, the thing that I also think that you can look at this as a way of managing it like a boss, is to think about where are the holes in your business. Because I think sometimes it's really tempting to just tell people, don't go to comparisonitis, just stay in your lane, focus on yourself. But sometimes by comparing what someone else is doing to what you're doing, you can say, oh my gosh, I never thought to include something like that. I am leaving this entire conversation out of the equation. Or wow, this person said this and I have a different take on it, but I haven't said that anywhere. That we can use our competition to make us better. That's what I use competition as. I look at what other people are saying, how they're communicating, how they're showing up, and I ask myself, how can I represent myself better? How can I show up differently? What do I need to change to connect with more people more effectively, more efficiently? I use it as a call to action. And if you can use it as a call to action, it allows you to tune into your ambition. It allows you to tune into your goals for yourself. And it allows you to represent and show up and defend your business. Because if there's only your competition talking, they're the only people your consumers are listening to, beginning, middle, and end. So see if you can think about the role competition has in your life a little bit differently, and perhaps you too can rise to the occasion. Thank you so much for listening to me today. If you have a question or you want my 2 cents on your life or your business, do send your questions my way, heather@heathergrayconsulting.com. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.